This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2776, Solving Non-Existent Problems by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. I appreciate you listening every single day. It really means a lot. And we're going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Solving Non-Existent Problems by Tynan of Tynan.com. A few minutes ago, I had a great idea. I'll set up a super backup system. I'll put a 16 gigabyte SD card into my laptop and then have it automatically back up my projects and photos in the background. Then I'll also set it to back up certain things to the internet and even more to my external hard drive. A week ago, I had another good idea. Apparently, the bugs have been ironed out and Mac OS can now be installed on my laptop. Perfect. I love Mac OS and don't have any particular affinity for Windows. A couple months ago, I was in my RV and had a big thought. The square footage is so small in here that I can install marble floors for next to nothing. How fun would that be to have a tiny RV with marble floors? And while I'm at it, I should put some LED lighting in. It's way more efficient than incandescent lighting. In the end, I never did any of these things, and I chose not to for the same reason. Each of these is a solution to a problem I don't have. I back up my data. Everything important is on a backup hard drive, and even if I lost it all, it wouldn't really matter. The most important stuff is online. Maybe Windows isn't the best thing ever, but my computer does 100% of what I want it to. I have it configured exactly how I like it, and I'm settled in. Everything I need to do is effortless. And what do I need marble floors for? How's that going to make my life better? Maybe LED lighting is better, but I generate more than enough power each day to meet my needs. But aren't these types of solutions so seductive? I would love to spend 3 days wrestling with my computer, finding the best software, and maybe even setting up an elaborate backup scheme on my Frankensteined laptop. The problem is that if I'm busy putting out 100 fires that don't exist, I'm ignoring fires that are here and are burning. That's not to say that everything I do has to be solving important problems in my life. That would be a boring, robotic life. But solving problems that don't exist fill that addictive need we have for accomplishment. Solve one and you feel like the day has been well spent, even if none of your real goals have been met. So here's what I do when I get into a situation that I think might be like I'm describing. I ask myself how doing this project is going to make my life better. Backing up in three places? Not at all. Mac OS? Not at all. Marble floors? Not at all. This habit, which I've also noticed in tons of other people, by the way, has a close cousin, getting info you don't need. I'm addicted to the computer, no doubt about it, and no excuses. I'd throw the thing in the lake if I could, but that would cut out most of my productivity and some of my communication, especially with people in other countries. Kicking the computer habit is like trying to give up crack, but having it baked into every food available to you. It's hard to separate the bad from the good. Last week, I realized that a large part of the bad is my obsession with checking things that don't matter. Here's an example of what I might check. How many feed burner subscriptions this site has? How many visitors came to this and my other sites? How much I've made on Amazon? Stock prices for the 3 stocks I own? What my eBay auctions are at? Facebook, MySpace? How many new subscribers my mailing lists have? My bank account balance? The latest election polls, the news, comments on YouTube videos. I could go on and on. If I got bored for a moment, I'd go check one of these things and usually then move on to the next one. Even when I was doing something productive like writing a post, I'd interrupt myself a couple times to check these things. This is a real problem that needed fixing. Whenever I have a real problem, I try to come up with a black and white rule for myself to follow to fix it. If it's gray area, I'll abuse it. If it's black and white, I'll stick to it. So I decided to not check anything unless it was likely that I would take action based on the new information I found. Feedburner? Nope, I could check this once a month and just make sure I'm on track. Traffic? Same. Amazon? Doesn't matter. I make only $20 to $100 per month and I'm not going to Amazon anymore if I make less. Stocks? I'm not going to sell any of my stocks anytime soon, so why does it even matter? eBay, the auction will end at whatever it will end at. Me checking won't help. Facebook, I get notifications if anything happens. I'll wait for those before checking. MySpace, I can check it once a day. I don't get notifications there anymore. And subscribers? Again, I'm not even working on anything that would affect my subscribers. And so on. Now, I don't check anything that doesn't require checking. I had to open up my brokerage account to do something, and I did glance once at the quotes, and I checked Feedburner once, but other than that, I've been good. I've also cut myself off from sites like Reddit and Digg. That's a tough one because there's sometimes great info on those sites, but I figure my friends who read will let me know. Jonah showed me a picture of a sad wallaby, so I know I'm still getting the most important stuff. I'm going to keep doing this for the month and see how it goes. So far, it's been great. I find that I am less compelled to be on my computer, and when I am on my computer, I'm left with nothing but productive things to do. Focus is an important thing. Eliminating distractions is one way of becoming more focused, especially when you've allowed yourself to get as distracted as I have. You just listened to the post titled Solving Non-Existent Problems by Tynan of Tynan.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's funny, his post references MySpace, so it must be old. I didn't check the date on it. But I did want to say one little trick you can try. If you find yourself compulsively doing things like checking social or going into apps on your phone and time passes by when you don't really want it to or when you want to be productive instead, a trick is to simply pause before taking action. Just a slight pause, for him it was asking himself that black and white question, but really it could be anything. That pause can help set you back on track. So try that out. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll catch you in the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.